Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grieving, Loss, and Healing. You know, everyone grieves differently, and there are many methods to make the process productive for you as you work through the loss and eventually find some modicum of healing. You may not believe it, but you're stronger than you think, and you have these inner reserves of strength and positive thinking and creativity that are just waiting for you to call on them. So, in today's episode, I want to share five ways to make the grieving process more productive for you, with advice drawn from five stories in the book. So, my first tip for you is to understand that miracles of nature can keep that special bond alive. So, Christine Trollinger loved the miniature rosebush that her husband Jean had bought for a little spot of dirt in front of their house. And he loved to take care of this bush, and he would pluck a rose for Christine every now and then. Unfortunately, the rosebush died right at the time that Jean learned his cancer had come back, but he bought her another one, which stayed alive but failed to bloom all summer. Happily, it finally started blooming in October, but then in December, Jean entered the hospital for what would be the last time. Christine says, "Through those dark days, the little blooming rosebush gave me comfort as I returned home each evening from the hospital. The day before Jean died, the weather turned cold and the roses began to die, and those dead blossoms only made Christine's pain worse. Then it snowed the day of Jean's funeral and the rosebush was covered with snow. But that night, when the outdoor lights turned on, Christine saw a miniature rose peeking through the snow, looking as good as if it were June and not December. And that little rosebush has survived for 15 years now, and it continues to cheer up Christine. And last winter, on the anniversary of Jean's death, that rosebush bloomed once again in a snowstorm." All right, my second tip is really important, and that is to embrace the rituals of grieving because they really do help. So Julie Steelstra talks about how devastated she was when her cat, Basil, died at age 12. Losing a pet is often just as traumatic as losing a human loved one, and Julie needed to do all the things that one does after a death. She made a nice coffin for Basil from a computer box and a soft towel. And then she sat with him and began her grieving process. At dawn the next day, Julie buried the box and she put plywood over it to protect it from coyotes. And then she marked the grave, and she was already starting to feel the positive effects of the ritual. Julie says, "I had performed the right and necessary duties, and solace bloomed from the muscles of my sorrow." She says, "The dead do not care if we perform these rituals. They are for the living. But there is real power in these rituals." All right, third tip, you can keep the conversation going with your loved one. So when Camille Dan's 31-year-old son died in an accident, she needed to find a way to heal. She says that she'd heard that immersing oneself in nature can offer some relief to a grieving heart. So she headed off to the cottage on a lake. And there, Camille found her son. She heard his voice telling her that he was seeing the beautiful views that she was seeing. He said that he was okay, and he was existing in a place of love. She felt him there with her in nature. She talked to him on her long walks, and she continues to talk to him and receive signs of his presence in her life to this day. Here's a fourth tip for you. Sometimes a good chat with a stranger is just what you need. When Jamie Corf's Uber driver asked if she had any siblings, she was hit once again with her grief and her confusion. Was she an only child now that her brother was gone? Could she still say she had a sibling? Jamie decided to answer with a full explanation. Her brother had died a few months ago. There was a stunned silence, and then the driver started talking. He had lost his son and his wife. Jamie and the driver cried and gave each other advice, doing their best to comfort each other. Jamie says, "This special stranger sat in my pain with me as I sat in his for 20 whole minutes." And here's another tip for you, tip number 5. Finding new purpose after a loss can make all the difference. So Kim Johnson took her mother's death very hard. She took to her bed for weeks. And then two friends forced her to go on a bike ride with them, and Kim stumbled upon an adorable old cottage that was for sale. She called the real estate agent and said that she would take it. Her friends were in shock, but Kim knew that she needed that cottage. Soon, Kim and her family were immersed in repairing and renovating the cottage. She says, "Nights, weekends, and the time we would have otherwise spent wallowing in grief were spent spackling, scrubbing, and painting." She still had her moments when she would sit in the dark and weep for her mom. But Kim says, "The focus we poured into restoring my cottage slowly healed our broken hearts. It kept our hands and heads busy, and our days had a new purpose." The family sold the cottage when it was finished, but it had done its job for Kim and her family. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, grieving, loss, and healing, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read all about it, and you will find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You'll get a free story in your email inbox every day, including stories from this new book. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and there you will see links to these free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters, stories about when performing a random act of kindness for someone is so worth the effort.